Hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of Mixed Review. This is a segment that Brian and I came together to do. We are just two guys who enjoy music. Every week, Brian will give me a metal album or something of that nature, and I'll give him a hip-hop album. They're not really something that either one of us listened to a lot growing up, but we thought it would be a good idea to kind of go into it and review these different things.
Right, because we're pretty open-minded about most things, or at least we try to be, and we talk about music almost every day, and so we thought it'd be a cool idea to kind of get outside of our boundaries and try listen to new stuff and just broaden our horizons.
And maybe offer this up to some other people who might be dabbling in either one of these genres. So let's jump right into it. The album that I gave Brian to listen to was The Falling Man by Duckworth, and the album that he gave me was...
It's Where Owls Know My Name by Rivers of Nile.
All right, so one of the little things that we thought it would be a good idea is to do rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to choose the review first. So let's get it going.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Brian is this week's winner, so you get to choose, sir.
You're definitely going first.
Okay. So, I reviewed, like Brian said, the album Where Owls Know My Name by Rivers of Nile. And it's definitely a metal album, for sure. I highly enjoyed it. So, after listening to the full album, I went back and looked at the type of genre that this band performs. And it's technical death metal and prog metal,
yes,
which I do enjoy quite a bit, and Brian knows that. A big fan of Tool, big fan of Wheel, Sewin, bands like that. So I never heard of the Rivers of Nile before. So this was...
It's a little heavier than Tool.
It's a little heavier. Just a little heavier. Very heavy vocals, but it was amazing. It definitely caught me off guard. The intro kind of starts off, you know, very melodic and deep, as most metal things do, and then it just jumps right into it. Some of those tracks that stood out to me were, back to the notes, The Silent Life. That's the first song on the actual first song on the album, and it has the fucking saxophone in it. And that is what really stood out. That's what makes it a prog metal album, is that it's definitely out of the norm, you know?
Yeah. Not only did it catch you off guard, it caught everyone off guard.
Yeah, yeah. It is good. This is their third studio album, I believe. Quick little history. Do they have, are there other albums like this as well? Or
So that's why they kind of get the two, like the different
the tech,
subgenres.
Tech death and, yeah.
So their first two albums, while they were very good, they were just more tech death. They were just more straightforward. You could tell that they had some weird ideas here and there, but they were much more straightforward. And the prog metal really, like, tag really came in on this album.
Okay.
The funny thing is, they don't even know if they're actually going to continue with the saxophone.
So this might have just been a one-off thing, just a
this is what they were feeling.
Unicorn on the rainbow.
Yeah.
But it goes very, very well. There's a lot of tracks that have some really good keys in it. Like I said, the saxophone comes in multiple tracks, as well as some of the lighter vocals too. So looking into the band, they are from Pennsylvania, which is cool. So they are from the States. So it's not any Euro metal, as well as, some of the heavier, more metal things that you would think of. The drummer, I didn't look up his name, but holy fuck, he is amazing. Yeah. He is clearly one of the standout performers throughout the entire album. There's a track, Subtle Change, that just starts with acoustic guitar, which is by and far my favorite track on the album. It touches on everything that this band is in the genre. So there's a lot of technical metal things in there, very, very good riffs. The saxophone makes another appearance. Yeah. It has the heavy guttural vocals. It has the really light vocals. It's pretty much everything, and it really, really stood out to me. So personally, I love the album. I'm going to check out some of their other stuff. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be the same. Yeah. But just from this get-go, I hope they continue with some of that more prog metal stance. So
yeah, it was actually my favorite album. I think I think it came out in 18.
It came out in
2018. It was actually my absolute favorite album. I listened to that the most. And like I said, it was also partially the surprise factor because I actually wasn't...
Definitely came out of nowhere. Did not expect it.
Yeah, it was on purpose. But I wasn't actually that big a fan of their first two albums.
Okay.
Because they've been around for probably about a decade.
So did you know about the sax going into this album beforehand?
There was a ton of hype. Okay. Like when they first released they didn't say anything before they released it.
But then when people started listening to it and the word got out, then you're like, okay, maybe I need to check it out again.
Yeah. And it was a complete departure.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I said, I think their first two albums had like concepts and like some thought behind that. Like, so they weren't just like mindless death metal, but this one was just far and away just something completely new for them.
It's good.
And it still blows me away every time. And like I said, like you were saying, like the keys, but like it's like atmosphere. That's the best way that I can
describe
it.
Very good way to put it. It's very atmospheric. Some of the songs later on in the album, I don't want to say they just felt the same and there was nothing new, but this was obviously very new to them. So right. they had the sound throughout the album, which I think was great. There was a couple songs that really didn't stand out to me. I think the very last track, Capricorn, kind of just felt like all the same thing throughout, right. Which isn't bad per se, but there's definitely some songs that really stood out. So
yeah, I think actually my favorite song on that album is the title track. I think it's
that was my second favorite album.
Second last. Yep. And partially because there's a guest vocalist in that one. Okay. It's a guy, Andy, from a band called Black Crown Initiate, which I might throw at you someday.
Okay.
You know,
okay. Might be up on another episode.
Future episode, you know, maybe. And he is their guitarist and he does their clean vocals and he's got maybe my favorite clean vocals. Okay. And he fit in perfect.
Yeah. One of the things I did want to ask you about this, so this is just a little bit of my own ignorance and lack of investigating, but obviously the heavy vocals are some of the guttural stuff. The cleaner, lighter vocals are some of the more melodic and singing. What is like the kind of screechy, real high? Is there a name for that?
So it can kind of go here and there. Like, I think it's really just like screaming.
Okay.
Like I don't think there's a ton of like real technical terms for
Gotcha.
I've
listened to metal before and you know they're
right
across the genre. You get that, you get some of the more heavier stuff, right. You get some of the clean stuff.
Well and I like that's one of the things I like about bands like this that experiment a lot, is because when it's just gutturals or even if it's just clean sometimes, you know, like there's not enough variation and it gets kind of boring.
And that's all they have.
Yeah. And
whereas with this, they hit everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I'm not even that big a fan of his harsh vocals, mm-hmm. like their vocalist's harsh vocals, but it just fits so well and everything else is so good that it just, I definitely think
the pieces came together for this. So, Rivers of Nile, if you are listening to this or watch this, great job. You get a thumbs up from me. So cool. So we're going to go into Brian's review now of The Falling Man by Duckworth. So
yeah. So this was... I've dabbled in hip hop here and there. Like
I'll send you some stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he sent me some stuff. And we were actually just talking before we were recording that one of my favorite albums of last year was Igor by Tyler, the Creator, because that just came out of left field.
Yeah.
And not that this album
has such amazing album.
Not that this album or EP or whatever is similar, but I feel like it's in a similar kind of vein, where it's the more experimental, you know, like just kind of out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not conventional in any way.
Yeah.
I actually love this EP.
Okay.
I was
nice.
I didn't expect you to send me something like super like something that I would absolutely hate.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I've been trying to be more, you know, open about things anyway recently, but
I try to make, thinking about the albums that I sent you, because I sent you two, I try to make sure that they were approachable in the vein of hip hop, but they still had some of that experimental atmosphere to them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
As well as there's not very much like gangster stuff in it, you know. Which,
yeah, well,
which there's a time and a place, and this is, you know, far from that, but it's a good album.
Right. Yeah. Well, and you know, because I haven't listened to that much of, you know, these types of albums or, you know, this kind of genre, I've noticed that, again, just like I was saying with the metal albums, like there's so much variation in the vocals, even if it's, you know, a feature, or even if it's just Duckworth, like he has a bunch of different styles.
Yes, his range is crazy. Sometimes I've even had to look up to see if there is a feature on the track, and it's not. It's still him.
I know, and it's like, it's crazy, but I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. Like it just keeps it way more interesting. But overall, the thing I like the most about this is just it was real dark and atmospheric and.
Definitely a moody album.
It's super moody, and that's one of the things I liked about that Rivers of Nile album too. Is it's more of like a melancholy feel to it, you know. And obviously, that stood out a lot on like the last couple tracks, like Wildfire and Sally May. Mm-hmm. And I also I like too the subtle humor that's in there here and there.
Oh yeah,
like I giggle every time.
Yeah, he definitely has some weird ad libs.
Well, like what song was it? Soprano.
Yeah.
Where like he's saying like his voice is like a weapon and he does like the I giggle every time and I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So that was a standout track for me. The last three.
I think that album or especially is different from a lot where they start strong and then they kind of peel off.
Right.
Whereas with The Falling Man, it ends on such a high note, high energy. You know, very like holy. It gets you going a little bit.
Well, yeah. One thing I think I'll have to get used to, and you may be the opposite with some of the metal albums I'm going to give you, but the songs are really short.
Yeah, and it's a very short. Yeah, very
and
short
album. Sometimes it's a good thing. Like one thing I noticed was like because this album's only like 20 minutes long, 22 something like that, and it made it easier to just listen to it over and over again, which I did. Sometimes like because I'm used to longer songs and longer albums and that kind of stuff, so like my first thought was like I wonder if like it almost some songs they feel like maybe under, like they could have been more fleshed out. Maybe that's just, you know, maybe it's an EP thing. Maybe that's was the point. But that was my thought, is like some of them seemed like they were maybe a little half baked, but not in a bad way, just
sure, you want more. Like, you want to hear more of that song more of the whole album.
Yeah. Right. So like maybe my also I was caught off guard by Love Is a Mosh Pit, because that's such a cool idea.
Yeah.
And I like I'm not sure where he pulled the blah 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 from. Yeah.
Funny enough, I actually just saw him. He was in town a couple weeks ago with another group, and when that came on, it turned into a mosh pit.
It was
great. You know,
yeah.
You don't see mosh pits at hip hop shows that often. So something like that where he got the crowd into it. It was very hype. It was a good experience. So
yeah, but overall, I really liked the energy of the album. Like it was like real punky. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like there you could tell like he's a fan of multiple different genres and that stuff.
You definitely get some influences from other genres in it for sure.
Right, and it's you can tell it's just real honest.
Yeah,
you know, and that's kind of what I look for anyway. Yeah. So. And also, really random fun fact, apparently he was born 11 days after me, to the day, year, same year, everything. So
look at that, crazy.
Yeah.
So it was meant to be. That's not something I knew either, folks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So to break it down, would you suggest The Falling Man to someone looking to get into hip hop?
Absolutely, yeah. It's aggressive, so it kind of appeals in that way to people who like metal or rock or, you know, just more aggressive genres. And it's experimental, and I absolutely would recommend it to people. I dug it a lot.
For sure. I would recommend Where Owls Know My Name to people that have listened to metal before. If you haven't listened to metal, it would be kind of hard to get into it, for this to be your intro into it. But if you have listened to it, or if you've even just listened to just like progressive metal or progressive rock, I would definitely give this album a listen to, because it's good. It's good. Top tier. So with that, that is the end of our very first episode of Mixed Review.
Yeah.
I'm Dave.
I'm Brian.
So hopefully we'll see you next week. Take care.
Peace.